Hello and welcome. Today I'll be interviewing local citizen and my mom, Brooke Farrell, on Desert Island Disc for Carmel WHJE.
So, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you.
So, we're going to get right into this and get to the first song. So, if you were stranded on a desert island and had to pick three songs to take with you, what would be the first song you would pick and why?
Oh, wow. I'm not sure about why, except for the fact that it's a great song, but I would pick Baba O'Reilly by The Who, because it's a great song. It's The Who, and it's easy to listen to, and there's several different parts to it, and it's something that I can see myself listening to over and over.
Is there any strong meaning behind that choice?
I have always liked The Who, so there's no period of time that I associate with it or any significant event. I have just always liked The Who.
When's the first time you listened to that song?
Oh, wow. I must have been, high school?
Do you listen to anything else by The Who, or is it just like Baba O'Reilly?
I've listened to lots by The Who.
Okay, that's cool. So, okay, that's pretty cool. The Who's a good band. So, yeah, I would agree with I would agree with that song. It's pretty good. Okay, so what would be your second choice to take with you on a desert island?
Well, this would probably be a choice for a lot of people, but I would choose Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Again, it has a lot of different segments to it. I can see myself listening to it over and over again. And like Baba O'Reilly, I would not take anything to a deserted island that is a sad song, that is depressing in any way.
Yeah, because you have to listen to it, like, that's all you have to listen to. So, like, yeah.
Right. So you're going to hear that again and again, and you want to keep your it's just you and the song, so you're going to keep your mood up somehow. So I thought about songs that would not bring me down, so those are kind of either up or at least neutral.
So you like Queen?
I love Queen.
You have a favorite album, or is it just like mainly that track?
Night at the Opera, I think, is my favorite.
That's pretty cool. So, did you see the movie?
I did, and I liked it a lot. I was impressed.
There was a lot of talk about how it wasn't really like the real life. Did that really end up mattering to you at the end, or did you just like how they portrayed Freddie Mercury?
I like how they portrayed him. That's not going to be exactly the way it was in real life. Movies never are. Hollywood takes a lot of creative license with that thing, so it's not going to be a biopic of Freddie Mercury, and I don't think that's what they intended it to be. And Rami Malek, knows that he didn't exactly portray Freddie Mercury exactly his life, so he was just I think he did a great job.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I liked it too. Okay, so what would be your third choice for if you had to take a song with you on the desert island?
I think I would pick Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. It's an upbeat song, and after a long time, I might be feeling like I belonged on a crazy train, so it was kind of fitting, and it would be something that I could move around to if I felt like dancing, no one would see me. I could exercise. You could jump around to it. It's got a great beat to it. It's a great song.
Yeah, solid choice. I really like Ozzy. So, yeah, I feel like those songs would be pretty good because, like, you can listen to them over and over, and they wouldn't like put you in a bad mood. You could stay in a good mood all the time. So, yeah, those are pretty good choices in my opinion. So if those are good song choices. So
it was hard to pick. It was really hard to pick just three. I mean, you're thinking you got to grab just three songs out of all the songs on your, you know, in your playlist. What three do you pick before you get left there? That's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So, okay. So if you get to take a book with you there too, so if you could take a book besides the Bible and Shakespeare, what would it be if you can think of one?
You know, I thought about this, and I don't know a lot about being left alone on the desert island. So for me, I'm the practical side of me. I would take a book like How to Survive on a Desert Island, and there actually like is a book like that.
The survival guides.
Yes.
So survival guide.
That's exactly what I would take. And I would make great use of that.
So you could possibly get out if.
Sure, or I could just at least figure out how to live more than 24 hours. Find out how to rub two sticks together, make a fire, etc.
That's a smart idea, because most people would just bring something for entertainment, but you're thinking about survival.
Oh, right. I mean, anybody could pick Alice in Wonderland or The Odyssey or something like that, but. I guess I'm just trying to think of, the future. Hopeful that something better is going to happen than just staying there forever. So.
Yeah, that's a very wise choice. Yeah. So if you could, that's a really good choice. So if you could, also you get to take a luxury with you. So if you could take any luxury with you, what would it be?
Well, in everyday life. First world problems, we don't think of this as a luxury, but desert island luxury, I would take toilet paper.
It could be an infinite amount of anything,
an infinite amount of toilet paper, because there's just, I cannot see myself having to resort to anything on a desert island that you could find there, and that for however long you'd have to be there, it would just be, no, toilet paper.
Those are some very smart choices.
I just tried to think realistically.
You could listen to Bohemian Rhapsody while you're building a fort or whatever.
That's right. I'd figure out how to do something practical, and then who knows, one day I would get rescued, and I'd have a trade. I'd